This is from Endangered by Pamela Beeson, read by Veronica James. Sam folded her arms across her chest and took a deep breath. Now that Apollo's gone, you don't need to worry, although I wouldn't hang around these remains too long. Cougars care about three things: territory, prey, and self-preservation. Usually all you need to do is stand tall and slowly back away. They don't kill for revenge or for pleasure, unlike people. Perez relaxed slightly and turned his attention to the long, dark brown stripes that trailed away from the carcass. Looks like that lion dragged this deer a long way. I thought you said they didn't do that.
I said they didn't carry their prey far unless they were worried about other predators or scavengers. Remember all those coyotes last night?
So they can drag a large animal quite a distance.
She shrugged. If they feel they have to.
She knew he was hinting about Zack again. His gaze explored the cliff the cougar had leapt down from.
There's something up there.
He gestured toward the niche with his pistol.
Would you please put that thing away?
She backed up so she could match his line of sight from her shorter perspective. A mound of red plaster filled one end of the niche.
Looks like an Anasazi storage bin. There are hundreds of those all over the park.
She walked to the wall and pointed to small indentations in the rock below the shallow cave.
These are finger and toe holds, the Anasazi version of a ladder.
Perez tested a small depression with curved fingers, then hefted himself up toward the niche.
Hey, she protested. All Native American runes are protected, off limits. It's the law.
He continued to climb, dislodging a shower of loose sand and pebbles from a toehold in the rock wall. The mottled lizard dashed from its resting place across the canyon floor to wedge its thin body into the dark safety of the nearest crack. One of Perez's larger pebbles came to rest only inches from the lizard's new position.
Sam threw her arms up in exasperation. Oh, I forgot! FBI agents are above the law. They go wherever they want to.
She skirted the corpse of the deer and scrambled up the cliff after Perez. He had pulled himself into the shallow cave and stood bent over, crouched beneath the sandstone ceiling.
We're not above the law, we are the law. You're damn right we go wherever we want to, he reminded her. And this bin is big enough to conceal a 2-year-old.
She crawled into the shallow cave and stood up, the ceiling a few inches above her head.
There were a few advantages to being petite.
The grain bin was nestled into the corner of the sandstone pocket, protected from rain. Perez knelt to examine it. She crowded in beside him and peered through a break in the wattle and daub covering, holding her breath. The dust in that bin was God knew how many centuries old. Mouse droppings were scattered like pepper over lumps of dirt and sand and bits of broken pottery. She wondered how long hantavirus remained active in rodent scat. She picked up a triangular shard of pottery. The outside of the reddish clay had been painted white, overlaid with a black design of zigzags and triangles.
That's typical Anasazi design, she told him. Geometric patterns and stripes.
He rose to his feet but had to stay hunched over because of the low ceiling. The heel of his boot crunched on a pile of wind-driven sand in the back of the shallow cave. As he stepped away, the sliding sand revealed a white object beneath the red grit.
More pottery? He asked.
Sand jammed up under Sam's fingernails as she dug into the pile. The object felt large and rounded, like a bowl or a pitcher. An unbroken bowl was unlikely, especially outside the protective cover of the storage bin. But it would be an interesting find. Aiding the FBI was probably a legal justification for violating Park Service regulations, and Perez was half Lakota. Maybe a member from one Native American tribe had the right to handle artifacts from others. The object finally broke free of the packed sand.
Got it!
She blinked dust out of her eyes. The object was definitely not a bowl. It was strangely shaped, round on top, squarish on the bottom. A pitcher? She brushed at the clinging dirt, turned the white object around. Two eye sockets stared blankly up at her.